the power of single consciousness. We spoke about the power of group consciousness. And what about the power of single consciousness? This is the instant inspiration from Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. The power of single consciousness. Well, if you had a chance to listen to the power of group consciousness, you have an idea what I'm going to say. The power of single consciousness is where it is all at. It does not take a dozen practitioners to do work on a condition. For a group, for an organization, for the world, for individuals, for themselves. It just takes one thought, one word, one belief within an individual, and it is done. Now, you say, well, I've tried it and it didn't work. I've tried it. No, you didn't try it. If you ever say you tried it, you didn't try it. Because when you're speaking your word for something and you're speaking your word in confidence about yourself as a whole and perfect person, you have not the ability to keep your mind from going to the problem. Say, for instance, you have a hurt foot, and you're saying, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Ow. Your foot hurts so. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole. Ow. I'm whole and perfect. When you can so move into the realm of being a practitioner, so move into the realm of believing in yourself 100%, so that you're thinking about yourself 100%, not any other thing, then the miracles begin to happen. But the miracles, the miracles will not happen when you are listening at all times to your body, when you listen to the circumstances, you listen to the world around you, when you're paying attention to the illusions, you know, the appearances, then you're not paying attention to the truth. Now, let's just say, what is the truth about your foot? It's whole and perfect. The appearance is that it hurts. The appearance is that you strained it, sprained it, or in some way drained it of its energy and is not very comfortable. That's the appearance. But a dog, and I like this illustration, a dog, when injured, will recognize the injury and then drag itself off to some dark corner and shut off the pain and just let the healing take place. Now, if a dog can shut off the pain, why can't we? Because we like pain. We like the, I got hurt, oh, I got hurt, hey, you should see my scar, hey, oh boy, you know, and everybody wants to show everybody all of their painful things. Now, it doesn't pain them anymore, but they want to talk about it because it was, oh boy, did that hurt, oh my, did that hurt, and they like to relive it and bring it back up again. Now, every time we do that, we are not practitioners. Well, we're practitioners. We're practitioners of maintaining the problem instead of being practitioners of maintaining the solution. Now, how do you maintain the solution? I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. How do you maintain the problem? Oh, my foot, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Oh, my God, it hurts so terrible, you know. And you don't need to even say that. You just think it and feel it and know it and experience it, and you got it. You see, power of a single consciousness lay in the single consciousness. If you were to say to Jesus, come, heal my brother, Jesus would say to you, I see your brother whole and perfect right now. And then you say, well, no, you got to come, you got to come. Jesus said, all right, I'll come. So he comes, I see your brother whole and perfect. The brother would be whole and perfect from the time Jesus spoke. Jesus did not go there to confirm to the guy that his brother was whole and perfect. He went there to make the brother feel that he made the fellow who was going for his brother feel better about it. And this is what we often do. We often work with people and make them feel good so that they can tolerate what they're going to go through. And we are not in the tolerance business. We are not learning learning people. We're not training people, teaching people how to be tolerant. We're teaching people how to speak the truth and stand with the truth and stay with the truth at all times, even when the truth is kind of tough, even when the truth puts them in prison. You stand with it. And hey, everyone doesn't agree. Everyone doesn't agree. But you are the only one that counts. So let's just say you're a practitioner and you are sitting in your home or your office and you get a telephone call. And the person says, I'm having a problem. And the practitioner says, all right, what can I do for you? Well, my leg, I broke it and it's in a cast and it doesn't want to heal and it's festering all over and the gangrene is setting in and stuff like that. And the practitioner says, anything else? And then you say, oh, yeah, yeah, I've got this here. And then my wife's giving me a problem. And then, you know, and you go on and on and on. And the practitioner says, anything else? And he says, yeah, yeah, a few other things. Well, say them all now. So you say them all now, get them all over with, get them all done. And then the practitioner says, okay, now are you ready? And he says, yeah. So she takes out her earplugs. And then she says, all right, now, what is it that we would like to work on? Well, I just told you. No, no, you told me the problem. Now, what is the solution we'd like to work on? And he says, well, I'd like to have my wife and I have a harmonious relationship. I'd like to have my leg whole and perfect. Da, 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 da. And she says, no, no, that's not what you want. She says, you still want to tell me your problem. Now, what is your solution? And he says, well, what am I supposed to say? And she says, well, this is what you say. You say, I like me. Now, if you like yourself, will your wife like you? Will you like your body? Will it be whole and perfect? Will all things fall into place? Well, sounds like it might, you know. Well, surely it might. And it will. It not only might, it will. You put the cause in motion to like yourself, and when you like yourself, you don't do things to hurt yourself. Now, I don't care what happened that hurt you. I only care about, from this moment forward, you're going to like yourself, and every experience you're going to have is going to be wonderful and fulfilling and rewarding. Now, you see, now that single consciousness, everyone, his wife says, yeah, you know, and his leg says, ow, and all these other things, you know, he gets bother from everywhere. And, oh, and then he feels terrible because nobody pays attention to him or loves him. And he's just going from bad to worse. And then one person comes along, one practitioner, one person who could just be another human being. Doesn't have to have the name practitioner, because everybody's a practitioner. And they say the right things. They say, now, Joe, you've been telling me this story now for a long time. Now let's just stop it. Let's go to the solution. Now what's the solution you want? You want to be a happy man, don't you? Oh boy, what I'd give to be a happy man. You want to have happy relationships with everybody in your world? Oh my, yes. And you want to have a healthy body? Oh yes. All right. Say, I like me. Say, I like me. Kiss your body. What do you mean, kiss my body? Yeah, kiss your body, kiss your hand, kiss your body all over, and tell your body that you love it. Give yourself this energy massage all over your body, and you just feel, wow, you feel just alive and alert. Your body doesn't have a chance to feel anything but wonderfulness. See, one little practitioner, one little consciousness, a single consciousness that gets out there and stands forth, and will not be overridden, will not be pushed down by more and more things. And when he says it, see what, you know what she does? You know what she does when he starts talking about the problems? She's like the dog. She shuts it off. And she goes into her meditation and waits until she sees that he's done talking. And when she sees, on the telephone it's kind of hard, but when she sees that he's done talking, complaining, then she'll start listening again. But she really won't listen. She'll start feeding. She'll start putting into the consciousness the truth about him and her and everybody else. But first, what does she do? She puts in the truth about herself. She sees herself whole and perfect, and she sees him whole and perfect, and from there on, it's easy street, right?
Yeah.
From there on, it's nothing to it. And we've been teaching Patricia Shifdad that, and she picks it up very quickly. And I'm sure she says to herself, I wish I had taken this course a long time ago. But she's doing it now, and she's doing beautifully, and wonderful things are happening in her life. And this is what can happen for all of us. When we take charge and don't let anyone bamboozle us, don't let anybody push us around as far as the principle goes when we are speaking about being whole and perfect, liking ourselves and all those things, just do it. And when you do it, everything works out in perfect accord for exactly the way you want it. That's what the power of a single consciousness can do. Go for it. I love you.